Okay, we're on. Cough. Test. Cough test. Ahmed Bays, three lines from the bottom. See, what would you answer? Rebbe Shmuel, thank you. For Rebbe Shmuel. Okay, yeah, Cough test. Ahmed Bays, three lines up from the bottom. For Rebbe Shmuel. So let's just quickly, it's just easier if we go back, actually. We're going back to Kof Ches, Ahmed Aleph first. Flip back just to look to get a reference point, yeah? So we had about 12 lines up or so. It said Tana Rabbanan, right? You see that? It says Tana Rabbanan. Tana Rabbanan. So this was Shalosh Pa'amim Ha'amurim B'Parsha. That we said three times in the Parsha. Im Nitmar, Nitmar, V'Nitmar. Okay, that's three nitma'ars. The last one, if you notice, has a vav on it. Lama. Why do you need to repeat the same thing three times? Echad Labal. One is to tell you that she's defiled to her husband. The sota can't be with her husband. But echad Laboil. One is to the boil, the adulterer. But echad Latruma, and she can't eat truma. Divrei Rebbe Akiva. Okay? Now, Amar Rebbe Shmuel says Rebbe Shmuel, Kal v'choyma. It's a Kal v'choyma. So the simple understanding will be he's going to say Kal v'choyma to work out something that Rebbe Akiva just mentioned, but he doesn't do that. He uses one of the things Rebbe Akiva mentions to work something else out. Zu, okay. Oma Gerusha, Shumuteris Latruma. Gerusha, that she's Muteris Latruma. Yeah, I mean, in the event that she got divorced from her Israeli husband and went back to her Cohen's father's house, she can eat Truma. Asura L'Kahuna, but she can't, she's also to Kahuna. Zu, Asota, Sha'asura Batruma, she's also Batruma, we know that. Eino Din, Sha'asura Luchuna, isn't it a Kal v'choyma? She's also to, I just spaced out. What was the last word I was supposed to say? Koit Luchuna. Okay, now back to the Gemara. Right, on three lines from the bottom, on Chof, Ches, Ahmed Beis, right? So it's like this. The Rebbe Yishmael. Right, you've got with an exclamation mark, right? Right. Amar Rebbe Akiva Truma. Rebbe Akiva said Truma. Yeah, Umahodar, and he responds to him. Yeah, I mean Rebbe Shmuel, Lay Iu Kahuna. And then he starts talking to about him as if that Rebbe Akiva's talking about Kahuna. He's off the point. Yeah, that's one question. Pursue, and furthermore, you know, now you come to speak about it. The Rebbe Akiva. Kahuna, how do you know that Minale? How do we know that she's Osa to a Cohen? So it's Osa to a Cohen. Good point. Okay. So we basically focus on the second question, seemingly. Right? V'chi Tema. So let's find a source for Rebbe Akiva, because he didn't mention a scriptural source, right? Because he said the Nitmas were going about different things. V'chi Tema, Kahuna, Lo Tzricha Kra. If you want to tell me that the Truma doesn't need a Posuk. Yeah, why? Shaharei, that behold, Osa Ba, Sophic Zona, it made a Sophic Zona, Kazona. And a Zona is not allowed to be with a Kohen. So, but if that's the case, Truma Nami, Loti Baikra. If that's the case, Truma should also not need a Posuk. Shaharei, Osa Ba, Sophic Zona, because it made a Sophic Zona, Kazona. So therefore, you'd only need two Pesukim, so it doesn't make sense. So Ella, Rebbe Akiva, Arba Krai. Actually, there's an extra. There's actually four pesukim, right? Because we know Kasivi. Because we know that Rebbe Akiva is also Dorish the Vav. So therefore, we've got four. So it's going to be straightforward. Chad Labal, Chad Laboyel, Chad Luchuna, Chad Latruma. Now the Rebbe Shmuel, the Vav.
No, but he said
again, Chad Labal. Chad the boil, Chad the kuna, and Chad the truma. Okay, Rebbe Shmuel, right? Tlasa cry. See, there was actually three pesukim written, right? Chad the baal, Chad the boil, Chad the truma, like we had in the brayso above, yeah. And kahuna, which he doesn't have a posuk for. Asya, it comes b'chal v'choyma. We derive it from a kal v'choyma. Okay. Beautiful. So that's the way it goes. Yeah. Now we're just going to ask a question on Rebbe Shmuel. Yeah. Because we said the third v'nitma'ah is referring to Truma. Maybe it should be talking about Kahuna. Right. Rebbe Shmuel. Mimai. How do you know? How do you know you need the third Vinit Ma'ar to teach you Truma, right? And then Vachuna asks you about Kalvachoyma, and then you can learn out Kalvachoyma to Kahuna. Perhaps I'll say the opposite around. Dilma, ki itzrich, when you need the posuk, means l'kahuna. So we use the third nit ma'ar for kahuna, and then you can't do a kalvachoyma. But truma, sharia, and truma will be permissible. Because you can't learn out from kahuna to truma. Okay, so amalacha, it will tell you, it's going to justify choosing truma instead of kahuna. Amalacha. Rabbi Shmuel will tell you, Mistavra, it's logical. Dumya, right, that I choose the third one to be Truma, because Dumya Dabaal Uboil, it's similar to the other two, with prohibition to the Baal and the Boil. It's going to say, show the similarity. Ma Baal Uboil, just like Baal and Boil, Michaim is from the lifetime of the person and no one has to drop dead. You'll figure this out at the end, right? Af. Truma Nami Michaim. So to Truma Nami is Michaim. Meaning as soon as she steps into that room with that guy, yeah? And now she's in seclusion. Now she's going to be offered to Truma straight away. Yeah, Lafuke, but let's contrast that to this excludes Lafuke Kahuna. Why? To La Achamisa. Kahuna only becomes relevant, yeah, after husband died. Because Kahuna's the question is, can she marry a Cohen, right? So the only way she can marry a Cohen, if her husband divorces her, she's a Grusha. So she can't marry a Cohen. Right, so the relevance of this prohibition is only after the death of her husband. So that means he was taken up to the base of Mikdash to drink the salt waters. Yeah, until he dropped dead. Right, and now, so she's an Almana. So an Almana, you would think, can marry a Cohen. But this one can't because she was a Sota Almana. Okay, so that's why he chooses Truma instead of Kahuna, because Truma is an immediate prohibition as soon as she goes into that room. I mean, the effect is immediate. Okay, but Rabbi Akiva will tell you, because he has four pesukim and he doesn't seem to learn this in the Kalvachoyma, Dum Yudabal or Boyle Leslie, he doesn't have this way, he doesn't agree with this svara of, you know, of saying that we're going to learn Truma, not Kahuna. So therefore, the rules would be that he would, the third one, he would have to include Kahuna, right? Because Kahuna is more obvious, that it's more understandable that it would be Osa, because Kahuna is more, it's easier to be Osa to Kahuna. And then he would, the fourth one would teach you Truma. Alternatively, Inami, Isle. Alternatively, you know, he actually agrees with Rabbi Shmuel. It's true, you can learn it out in the Kalvachoyma, but we sometimes have this principle, Milsa to ask you a Kalvachoyma, something that we learn out in a Kalvachoyma, Torah of the cost of Lakra. Torah, the Torah burdens itself, like, go right, and writes it nevertheless. Meaning, even though true, you can work it out through logic, but sometimes with the Kalvachoyma, seen as it's the Torah will actually write it in.